Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Larry Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. It's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Goon, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Goon, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Goddamn.
It's your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. Again, here it is, Sunday, and you are all tuned in with the one and only All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl, MZ_STL at Twitter. Let's chop it up. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter, and always get at us at Dollhouse Radio at Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for you because, again, that's just what we do. I can't breathe. Let me get the rest of my lifeline on this line. Hey, my girl Nisi, that dude, Rap Star, what's the deal?
What's popping?
What's up?
Yo, what's popping? Yo, word up. It's your boy Rap Star. What's popping?
Hey, it's your girl Nisi. Honey Dip. Yes. I'm here.
Go ahead, baby.
I said it's your girl, Nisi Honey Dip, BBW porn star. What's going on?
Yeah.
That's just how you felt about it. That's how you come in with it. Hey, I like it. I love it. I love it. Nisi, how was that day, though? Let's start there. It was good. It was good. I mean, I didn't forget. We didn't forget. You investigate, I investigate. What?
Yes, okay. We still checking out what's going on with Rap Star, though. We got to find out what's really going on. We got to find out what's popping with our new wife.
Oh,
she good, man.
Hold on. Wait, I'm going to throw the lifeline. Hey, Dollhouse announcement. We going in. We got to, go ahead. We got to get these announcements popping. Let's get it. Dollhouse, let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m. and Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Dollhouse Radio is also looking for new shows to add to our roster. If you have a creative concept, people listen when you speak, or are you just reckless, messy, and have no filter and want a platform to show the world what you got, then email us at dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Look for new shows making their debut soon. Dollhouse Radio is bringing to you a hot new show called The Takeover, playing nothing but the hottest in indie music, Only the best of the best will be in rotation. Email your music submissions, bio or one sheet, and a photo to dollhousemp3@gmail.com. Or, if you want to guarantee your spot on our playlist, email us about our promotional options available to you at dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dollhouse Radio. On Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to check out our website at www.hotsugartea.com for the latest in porn star gossip, music, and entertainment news. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, right on, Royalty, keeping us, letting us know what's going on with Dollhouse. Hey, but you know what time
word
it is, man. We got to slide into that. Where they do that at?
Yeah, you know what time it is. It is where they do that at. Hey, yo, man. So, I just don't know. I just don't know what's going on with hip-hop, man. Like, I don't know what. I'm confused. I'm really confused. I don't know if I'm watching the BET Cypher or I'm watching RuPaul. I don't know what's going on. But there was this battle rapper by the name of Daylight. And I'm not really too familiar with him. I mean, I've seen some of his battles and everything like that. He's on usually on URL. If anybody's familiar with URL, it's the Ultimate Rap Battle League. You have people like Loaded Lux. You have people like Cassidy was on there and everything like that. So there was something that I seen him do an interview on, and he said something to the lines of he's not gay, but he'll suck some dicks. He gives fellatio, but he ain't gay. Where they do that at? Now, there's something that goes on deeper, but before I get into that, let's just talk about what happened at hand, about this battle rapper saying that he is not a homosexual, but he likes to do fellatio to men. Niecy, I'm going to need you to – I'm kind of confused. Can you shed some light on how the fuck that this shit can happen? Where they do that at?
I have no idea where they do none of that kind of shit at. I mean, not where I come from.
Like I don't understand. Like I'm confused. Like why would you come out the gate like that?
I remember hearing something about this, right? So I had to go check it out. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, what the fuck? Like really? Okay. I'm confused. She said it said the gay book. I didn't know there was a gay book. Did anybody else wait?
I didn't know either.
Anybody else know that there's a gay book? If anybody knows this, if you know this, there's a gay book. You know, hit one because you know hip us on some shit because I ain't know nothing about it. Did you, Niecy? Did you know in the gay book there's a ratio for dick sucking to, you know, you're not gay if you do a certain amount of men versus women. Did anybody know that?
First of all, I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know there was a book on being gay. And
I didn't know either.
If you're sucking dick and you're a man, you're gay. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know what I mean? A human dick, like, you're gay. You know, there are certain things that are fetishes where, you know, you have guys who, you know, what they call it, rimming and all that old different type of shit, or, you know, using strap-ons and stuff. I don't consider that to be gay. I just feel like a motherfucker got a fetish. But if you up here literally running around sucking dicks, yes, I said that. If you're literally running around here just sucking on a dick, you gay all day. You know what I'm saying? You just popping them in and popping them out. You know, because I suck dick on a regular, and I enjoy it, so obviously he's enjoying it too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Everything just went, my whole life went warp speed. I'm trying to catch the fuck up. Wait a minute. So let me backtrack real quick. You said, did I hear that right? Okay. So say that piece again real quick, because you about the strap phones and all that and the fetish. One more time.
I said, there are men who suck on strap-ons. I do this regular.
My.
I strap up and stick a strap-on in a man's mouth. Might stick it in his ass. I mean, I do not think that he's gay at that time. I think that it's fetish. Fetish is as far as, you know, a man sucking on a strap-on or something like that. But to a certain extent, yeah, he might have gay tendencies when he getting fucked in his ass with the strap-on. You know, each his own, whatever person's preferences. But if a man is out here just plopping them in his mouth and plopping them out on a regular human being, human dick, not plastic, human dick, he gay all day. You know, there's no rule book to sucking dick. Either you know how to do it or you don't. And obviously, he might be better than me at it. I'm gonna keep it real. I suck a dick and lick a pussy in a heartbeat. I feel like, but I also don't feel that I'm gay. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gay for pay. I'm gay for those movies. But in my regular life, wait, wait, oh my God. Hey, look, if you just getting here, first of all, you late to class. But you are tuning in right here, all talk, no sugar, right here at Dollhouse Radio. And he just went ham and dropped the mic. Oh, my God, you missed it. I wish I could remind you, but I can't. You have to catch it on demand. Wrap up.
Now, I got something that there's a little bit more to the story.
Okay.
Now, if you thought that was bad, this nigga actually went and talked about what rapper he would actually have sex with.
Oh, he gay for real. He's tripping. He gonna get his ass.
He mentioned Clifford Harris. If you don't know who Clifford Harris is, that's Tip. If you don't know who Tip is, that is the rapper T.I. He went after on the interview and he said he will fuck the shit out of T.I. He said he got all them babies, so you know he's a freak, and he got a thing for caramel light skin guys. And he been looking at his lips and everything like that. Now, he actually called out a couple, like, he even said he's going to fuck Diddy. Like, yo, this man's bugging. I can see that.
This is my opinion. This has nothing to do with that of Dollhouse Radio. That's my slight disclaimer. That's all you get.
Listen.
Now, he's definitely gay, but I suck T.I.'s dick too, damn it. You know what I'm saying? So, but Diddy, why? Why? Ew. He definitely on a gay level.
That's not a surprise because he ain't going too far.
Go ahead, baby.
No, I was saying when that one video Vixen came out with that book, she said her and Diddy stayed in the gay club. She wasn't gay. She said Diddy took her to the gay club.
You have fun in the gay spot. You do.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe I don't know nothing about it.
It can be.
You do. You have a great time in the gay spot. Listen, Rapstar, you know nothing about it.
I don't know nothing about it.
The closest gay I ever went to was watching Will and Grace. That's it.
Gay people need love too. Gay people need love too. I have a lot of gay friends.
That's cool.
I have a lot of tranny friends. I have my sister is a tranny. Okay. And I mean, you know, I have a lot of gay friends, and I love them as well. You know, if that's what he like, hey, but it's really going to interrupt what he's trying to have going on, because he out there mentioning names. It's okay to have a secret crush on somebody, but to be mentioning names in the world that he's trying to fit in, you know, you got to respect people's boundaries, too. You know what I'm saying?
I thought he was going to die that night. T.I. has been locked up for silencers and machine guns and everything like that. I was like, oh, yeah, he going to die tonight. He going to die.
But you know, listen, he's not going to go to fire in this industry. But when it comes to men, you can't do that. A woman is one thing.
A woman can say she has a crush on another female. She can say, if I ever meet her in person, I want to kiss her. That's fine. Nobody has a problem with that. But it's a double standard. The guy cannot be saying this kind of stuff about T.I.?
Well, these days.
I mean, you get your ass beat because that nigga be like, he'll be like, I don't play that shit. He made a statement about him having 6 kids, so he know he likes to fuck. He likes to fuck women, bro. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never, I've never heard any kind of scandal, anything near that realm when it comes to you just have to be careful putting certain names in your mouth saying certain things, because that'll get you fucked up on the street. See, that's street nigga.
Now, there was, you know, people were saying that, you know, he was trolling and everything like that, but that's something that you don't, that's a no-no. You don't do that, man. Like, that's, I'm not in that environment, so I don't know, but I really thought he was really going to go. I really thought T.I. was really going to take him out. Like, I was like, I would, you know.
Rapstar.
What?
I was thinking when you were saying I was thinking the same thing when you were saying that you thought T.I. was gonna take him out, but the man is irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? He's not even on T.I.'s level. So when someone is irrelevant, you let that shit go over your head. Motherfuckers talk shit all day. But if they don't mean shit to the game, you know what I'm saying? And T.I. already probably laughed that shit off, but it's not even worth him losing the shit that, especially after everything T.I. has been through in and out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
The niggas, the dude's not even on his level. So why would he stoop down to that level? I wouldn't even give it a, you know, he probably say something about it. Because people here, you know, people say all kind of shit. Dude's saying shit for the attention because he's trying to get their attention, too. You know what I'm saying?
He might be dating
a motherfucker. But
you absolutely,
he ain't on T.I. level. He ain't going to never be there.
You're absolutely right. Because it reminds me of Kaya when Remy Moss came out with the Sheether dissing Nicki, and there was like a little side thing going on where Kaya, if anybody don't remember Kaya, it was the My Neck My Back chick. She made a statement talking about, you know, how much she admired Papoose for sticking by Remy, and she was making like little sexual comments about Papoose and everything.
Yeah.
I thought, oh shit.
I know Kaya. Okay, Kaya, that's just her. That's just how she talks. She say what she feels. She say how she feel it, and it is what it is. She admires it, but she also looks at Papoose as being a king. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga wants some babies, you know. But Remy also, on her, you know, speaking up for her, who I don't know personally, but I do know Kaya. You know what I'm saying? Remy doing what she came out here to do. That's his wife and all that, but she's not ready to have no babies right now. You know what I'm saying? She's just ready to get back to work, get that paper.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I also understand, like I said, Kaya, because Kaya is who she is. You know what I mean? She was able to have her babies and her career at the same time. Everybody can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't focus. And these days and times, I myself don't think that it is a thing to do to lay up and have a baby at the same time while you know what I'm saying? She's still a bitch just getting home. You know what I'm saying? She got to get to the money.
Yeah.
You know? Well, it is what it is, but they didn't, you know, Remy Ma did the right thing by not even responding, because all she can really do is, like, look at her man and be like, well, damn, I got a good-ass man. You know what I'm saying? Why would you want something that everybody else don't want anyway? You know what I'm saying?
That's
I wouldn't want a motherfucker that everybody ain't looking like, well, damn, she got a dime. You know what I'm saying? Or he got a dime, you know? Shit, I wouldn't want the nothing motherfucker either. You know, she should be happy. I wouldn't want the nothing motherfucker.
Wise words spoken by the lovely Niecy. Hey, y'all know what time it is, man. We got to go ahead and pay these bills. So we gonna get off into that old good old smoke break, man. We gonna get some Rena Phoenix, man, turned up. Go on, turned up. Cause it's turned up. Cause it's turned up. That was Rena Phoenix with Turned Up. If you're just not tuning in, you late to class, but you are all tuned in to All Talk No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. And if you got something to say, hit the one. If you hit it on accident, hit one and take it back. But now we're going to get on in this hot seat, though. It's hot seat and it's sizzling this week. It's just, it's so much going on. Oh my God, what's going on with Hollywood?
Yeah.
What's going on with everything? Oh my goodness. Okay, let's start with Jocelyn Hernandez. Let's start there.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So she releases this
It was supposed to have been a diss track towards Cardi B. I don't know if you guys have heard the audio on this. It is absolutely garbage. Like, put it in the trash, run it over with a truck, and bury it at the bottom of the Mississippi. I don't know where she was thinking. What was going through her mind to come for Cardi B, of all people? I mean, this woman has done things that she broke records. Okay, she broke records. You, even if you don't like her, you got to give it up to her. She came in and she did her thing. But I think basically she really need to sit back and you just had this baby. You need to be, like, focused on that. She was never, to me, her music was never good. I never heard anything like, oh, that's Jocelyn Hernandez. That's fire. Well, absolute garbage. I don't know what she was thinking. I don't know if y'all heard this, but has anybody heard it?
Okay, listen.
I haven't heard it yet, no.
Today, I haven't heard Jocelyn's song, but today I was, you know, busy cooking and cleaning as usual since I've been home. And I was listening to the song, the new CD that, Nikki and they all have out, that new music, the new song. There is a part in there that that the girl did that is some of Jocelyn's lyrics.
That who did? Cardi B?
Cardi B, yes, there is. There is a small, there's a very small part, and it's not nothing like poor Jocelyn, but she did use some of Jocelyn's lyrics. I listened. This is in that new song that Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B
and Cardi B Motorsport and Migos, right?
Yeah. There's like two or three words, and she sounds just like Jocelyn. I heard it today. I listened to it today from YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Got it plugged up to a little speaker, and I'm in there cooking. I'm like, wait a minute. That's a Jocelyn song.
Well, now, I hear the song, she was speaking Puerto Rican. You know what I'm saying? She's speaking another language, but I didn't
speak Spanish.
It sounded identical. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just because she was speaking Spanish, but the way she used the words. You know what I'm saying? It's not actually what you say, it's how you say it sometimes, and the way she used it. Not to say that this was where Jocelyn's having the beef at. I think Jocelyn's having the beef because she's jealous, for one.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
That Cardi came in and she dominated the industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she did.
And Jocelyn expected that, but not for nothing. You know, her baby daddy was, you know, throwing shade during the reunion about how Cardi came in. Bitch, you fucked up. More or less, this how it was. Bitch, you fucked up, and you should have been, you know, on Cardi B. kept it professional, you know, instead of tripping and causing such a scene, you know.
That was a crazy thing because Like you said, STL, Cardi B, she broke a lot of barriers and everything. Because before Love & Hip Hop, the first and second season, I watched Love & Hip Hop when it was New York, when it had Dipset, it had Kimbella, it had Erica, it had Olivia and everything like that on it. I was watching it then. And before that, when they had Lil Scrappy and everything, they were going to, like, down south and the West Coast and everything like that. I was looking at Love & Hip Hop was like a graveyard for hip hop artists. Where are they at? Where are they at right now? Type things going on like that. So that's how I look. That's how I look because there was things that I didn't really understand. Like, okay, Consequence. I think his name was Consequence. He was in Love & Hip Hop, and
that's
I didn't know
so
who
pissed
she
off
was.
When K. Michelle did it.
Right. Like, that is crazy. But like I said, I always looked at Love & Hip Hop as where they at right now. I remember looking at Consequence. I didn't know who Consequence was until I watched Love & Hip Hop, and then there was like this video of a freestyle cipher with Nori, 50 Cent. It was like a whole New York Queens South Side thing. And Consequence is one of the rappers who was rapping with 50 Cent back in the day, like 98. you know. I was like, oh, so that's the consequences. So Cardi B definitely broke barriers like that. And for Jocelyn to come in, make a diss track on her, that sounds like some hating ass shit.
But this is my thing. That if you're going to make a diss, like if you gonna make a diss shit. Track, do make fucking make it right. That's just like when Remy and what old girl name is? Nikki was going
Nikki.
Back and forth, and she waited like a month or so or more than a month to respond to her. And everybody was like, well, damn, did she slay her? Because she ain't saying shit. And she came back with this track. You don't have no course in no fucking diss track. What are you doing? Like, I don't know what made her try to come for her, but she is the new Puerto Rican princess, boo. I'm sorry if you hear this, if you out there listening. She is the Puerto Rican princess now, baby. You ain't got, it's done. It's done. It's done. Stay on the reality side and keep doing the love and hip hop.
You got to definitely look at it. You got to definitely look at it to where, like, how songs is now and everything like that. Where, like, when you talk about diss tracks and everything like that, right? And if you know the history of the whole diss tracks and everything like that, like, with the whole Nicki and Remy that happened, and with the whole Meek Mill and Drake that happened, you know how long it took Meek Mill to come back with Drake? Do you know how long it took Meek Mill for Nicki to come back at Remy? Back in the day, it was instantaneously. Like, once you heard something, as soon as that artist heard something, they had to come back with it, and it was hard. Today's hip-hop, it's not really, it doesn't have that same energy. So somebody can come out with a diss track. It could be trash, but people could be talking about it at the same time. It's more relevancy than actual to diss song itself. Because now people are talking about Jocelyn now.
I mean, they talk. She could have that 5 minutes, but at the end of the day, Cardi B compared to she's a beast. I mean, why would you? It was an embarrassment to even try it. Even if you was pissed off about something, get a fucking ghostwriter. You know what I'm saying? Something. If you gonna come back, my thing is come back right. How are you a ghostwriter? You got some change? I'm just saying. What? No.
I can't really. Cause I'm an artist, and I don't. If I go out and I diss somebody, I'm not gonna see. I don't know why people think that having a ghostwriter is really that way to go. I guess because so many artists has ghostwriters now, but I wouldn't suggest her to go get a ghostwriter. Cause then that still don't look right either way. Still wouldn't look right either way. You dissed her, you failed, and you sucked. And then you dissed her with all, but it wasn't yours.
Hey, okay, well, dude. If anything, y'all out there listening.
He said you dissed her, you failed, it sucked.
You dissed her, you failed, you suck. And then you go get a ghostwriter. It was hard, but it wasn't yours. That's like me. If I have a problem with somebody, and I go and I tried to fight them, I couldn't fight them, I got knocked the fuck out. Or I could go have an issue with somebody.
So you go get your big brother.
Go get my mans to handle my light work for me.
Man.
And he go knock him out. And then I'm like, you got knocked the fuck out, but it wasn't his fight to fight. It was your fight. So what would you rather do? Would you rather go out and do it on your own, knowing that you can? Because that showed that you got heart. But I don't know if it had anything to do with her getting heart. But at that scenario, that's how you looking at it. But I would rather, she did the right thing. You diss her, it was your own, you failed. At least you could say it was because of you. And then when somebody else writes your rhymes and it was hard, you can't really say, well, yeah.
I don't understand what the beef is. I don't, other than you
it's
being
jealousy,
jealous.
Man.
I don't understand what
jealousy.
The beef is. What's the problem?
It's just jealousy. That's
all
it is. Just
I'm going
to
say it like
right,
this. Because
she thought that was going to be her. No,
you know she
did.
She thought she was
going to
be the Puerto Rican princess.
But once again, Cardi has no reason to even come back because the bitch ain't on her level. It is just like it is. They're not on the same level. You know what I mean? What they going to argue about being Puerto Rican? They're both Puerto Rican. It's not hearsay. It's a fact. You're both Puerto Rican. So what is Cardi B's real motive? You know, when you get to the top, you're going to always have haters. Motherfuckers going to always hate no matter what industry it is. Because they know they're thinking that's how this makes them relevant. To keep coming for another motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I see it even in the adult industry, you know, the rap industry, entertainment, any type of entertainment, anything like that. You're going to have haters. And they only hating because they ain't got your position.
I,
You know what I'm saying?
I see it at IHOP. You tripping. Hey, the haters is everywhere. They loose. Hey, you came. You did not conquer. You failed. That's just what it is.
Wait,
man.
SCL, did you see hate even at IHOP?
Oh yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Nigga.
So a motherfucker get mad at you because you got more syrup than they do?
They ain't gonna serve you meet up with they you go somewhere and piss somebody off that sticks in your food. And see, you can't see the hate, but it's happening. You can't see the hate, but it's happening.
People at IHOP gangbanging over bacon and eggs. God damn.
They trying to get that lead position. Hey, but look.
Yeah.
You know, we still got some folks in the hot seat, though. Hey, we got to slide into this one. Okay. So the man, R. Kelly, you know he always doing something to stay in trouble, but this has nothing to do with a young lady this time. Okay. Hey, I said it. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but anyway. Okay, so he is in some little hot water because there was a young man who he was trying to make him sing one of his songs, and he started to make fun of the young man because I guess he was kind of shook. Ultimately, he had autism, so. With him doing this, he did it on, that's the thing, he did it on tape, you know, so it's out there in the cloud, everybody saw it, the parents saw it, now they're coming with a lawsuit because they, you know, about how he treated their son, because their son is handicapped, he has autism, but his response to it was like, I didn't know he was autistic, I just thought he was drunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what you think about that, though? Yeah.
I mean, that
could happen. I'd have came and sued him too because that's really messed up. That's disrespectful. And it's a kid.
He was a teenager. It from the video, he looks like he's probably 15.
That's a kid. That's a kid. Oh, I'd have came. Listen, I'd have came to get my money too. I want not just the money, but I want an apology. I want a, you know what I'm saying? A nationwide type of apology about my baby and then the baby. Then you know, that's a baby compared to him. He's a grown ass man. And even if the boy was slow or just didn't understand how to do it, didn't know how to do it, there's a right way to handle type of things like that. And you don't call them dumb and stupid and slow or retarded. You don't do nothing like that, especially with a kid.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day. And if had it been mine, I'd have been ready to fuck him up. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I want my money and I don't want to give you this ass whooping. I'll play that shit about my motherfucking kids. You know what I'm saying?
And
no.
I'm 100% with y'all. But let's play devil's advocate for a minute, and let's say he didn't know, okay?
Okay.
Now, if somebody has a problem, that should be, like, addressed. Like, if somebody's mentally challenged, that's an elephant in the room. Everybody who's around him would know, you know. So he had to be, you know, warned or been told, like, yeah, my son, he's autistic. It happened to me one time. I was in college, and it wasn't no autistic person, but it was a blind person. And it was hot. It was towards the end of the summer, so it was still hot. And my homie was introducing me to this guy who was a radio personality at the college. And he had on these sunglasses. And I'm sitting there kicking with him and everything like that, and I was wearing one of my Kangol hats, you know, the bucket, the LL Cool J bucket hat. And so me and him, we start talking about the history of hip-hop and everything like that, and I remember I was like, yo, don't you see my LL Cool J hat on that I got right on right now? Somebody told me, he's like, yo, he's blind.
Well, then, see, you would have never
knew
that.
I didn't know that. But that's what I'm saying. He was wearing sunglasses. I didn't know he was blind, and nobody told me that he was blind. And I'm trying to explain to him something that has something to do with visual, but nobody told me that he was visually impaired. So did somebody tell R. Kelly that he was? Somebody tell R. Kelly that the kid was mentally challenged.
He's still a kid. You a grown man.
My thing is, when it's all said and done, once he found out what the problem was, nigga apologized. She never apologized.
Right.
She just said, oh, well, I thought he was drunk. I didn't know he had autism. I just thought he was drunk. He never, you know, was like, I apologize for, you know, I would have came back with, hey, I'm sorry I said that. Now that I know his predicament, I apologize for anything that you felt was insulting to, you know what I'm saying? He, as a grown, especially a motherfucker that stay in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I'm like Kendrick Lamar. Be humble, nigga. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Like, he should have just came back like, I'm so sorry about that. I did not mean to offend anyone in any means. Now, this is a whole nother thing that you got to fight with these people. A whole nother unnecessary thing.
Right.
Because they coming.
And he already had legal problems of his own, man.
He do. Hey man, look.
He just needs to stay away from children, period.
Period. Male, female. Yeah. Transgender.
Exactly.
It don't matter. Just stay away. Just stay away from everybody. Go back to your house with what you got. But anyway, man, we gonna go ahead. We gotta pay these bills, and then when we come back, we're getting off into them honey dip thoughts. Niecy gonna tell us about these RBBs, you dig? Can't wait to hear this, and I know you can't wait either, but we're going to get off into that Lady Rebecca J. Galaxy Love This Song. Take me away.
And it was Lady Rebecca J with Galaxy. We just now tuned in. You right here with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. And it's time for those honey dip thoughts, man. What you thinking?
Hell yes, I'm thinking. I'm thinking shit. I need to be drinking on this shit right here.
Hey, what does it say?
Yes, girl, my thoughts, the things I've been through on this tour with these broke rich bitches. What you call them, the BBBs, BBIs, how do you say it?
RBBs. RBBs, broke bitches.
Rich, broke bitches, broke rich bitches, all that. Listen, you put people in a position where they can make some goddamn money. You know what I'm saying? And I know for a fact they making motherfucking money while you with me. You know what I'm saying? And you put a bitch in a position where she can get the guap. And then, bitch, you have a problem about paying your share of the room. You have a problem about paying for anything that you got to pay for when I know you making this motherfucking money. And then why you ain't got no house? You know what I'm saying? There's no excuse. Bitch, you can brag about you doing this and you doing that, but you ain't got no house. You know what I'm saying? You bragging on social media, telling motherfuckers, oh, this is the spot, this is that. I have learned that I just can't do shit with people. I have to really keep my focus on just me because the broke rich bitches can't hold water. You know what I'm saying? I feel some kind of way about bitches like this. Bitches, men, all you motherfuckers be out here bragging about shit. You bragging, telling how you doing this and how you doing that. But ain't got a pot to piss in or a goddamn window to throw it out of. Now, I'm usually on this motherfucker talking about fucking and sucking because we know I love to do all that. But not to talk about it, but do about it. If it ain't in my mouth, it ain't working right. But but at the end of the day, broke, rich bitches. I have had enough of you broke ass rich bitches. You know
you came across a lot of them when you were on your tour. They had you messed up. They had you messed up.
Man, shit got me mad than a motherfucker. Really do. And we know I say what I feel when I feel it. And I had to scream on the person and let them know at the time. But it won't leave my mind. Like, why you ain't got a house? You's a brick bitch. You making all this money. Why you ain't got a clothes? Get a shoebox. Get something. Because at the end of the day, when you come off the road from doing whatever it is you have to do, you know what I'm saying? And let's go for rappers, singers, whoever. You should always have something to call home. You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit.
I came home
real
cleaning
shit.
I left home and my house was clean. I had to come home to clean it. But I wouldn't give it up for anything in the world to have something to call your own. God bless the child that got their own.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I love coming home to my shit, raising hell and all. You know what I'm saying? I live to pay bills. For real.
You
know,
oh, yeah.
I got something to pay bills in. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Broke-ass rich bitches, and you ain't got a pot to piss in. You ain't even got a shoebox. I just don't understand it. How you go so hard to do the things you do, whether you're working a 9-to-5, whether you're hustling, selling drugs, whether you're selling goddamn pussy, whether you're a rapper, singer, a motherfucking painter, I don't give a fuck. How you ain't got no house? For you broke rich bitches.
Well, that's how you know when their priorities is all messed up. But I bet you they got the hottest bags. I bet you they got the hottest the newest heels and bags and stuff like that. But you know, people and their priorities all. You know what I'm saying? What can you really do with that?
This is my thing. If you don't have a car, bitch, get on the bus. Why are you catching 25,000 taxis? Like, I'll jump in a cab in a minute because I can't parallel park. I'm going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
I can't either.
I'm a beast at parallel park. To the point, my mom, I'd be like, you want me to do this? My mom be like, you can do it.
Man, listen. Listen, the last time I tried that shit, trying to pull it up to the motherfucker to Kentucky Fried Chicken. people probably don't realize it was me. I ripped the whole motherfucking little honor thing off that motherfucker. So, you know,
get the fuck out of here. Yo.
Man, pulling up and trying to back up and get into the drive, to the window. You know where you pick up your food at. Ripped all that shit down. Right here
damn.
In Buffalo, so.
Damn.
Hold this place up, so, you know, parallel parking is not my forte. I am the one who will pull up at the corner. How they say, pull up and find you, a bitch pulling up at the corner going to have to walk back to find you because I need to be able to pull directly right off, you know.
So I'm not, I'm not Lisa,
bad.
I'm not in the industry.
Parallel park is not that bad.
Shit, I cannot
parallel
park.
Parallel park is not that
I'm
bad.
Known
I,
in the industry.
I get excited.
That, hold up, rap star. Wait, Niecy, I'm known in the industry. People be doing that, you know what I'm saying? They be making their coins. So when you come across them kind of people, you know what I'm saying, in the industry, do you think it's just an addict thing? You know what I'm saying? Because what are you doing with your money? You don't have shit to show for it. You
know
what I'm saying? You getting paid to.
My addiction, for me, I don't do drugs, you know what I'm saying? And I do know that a lot of the girls, you know, in this industry, and guys, I mean, nobody's safe, you know what I'm saying? When I'm talking, nobody, nothing's off guys when I'm talking, you know? So I do know that a lot of them have, you know, addictions. And when they go home, they say they saving their money, they doing this, they doing that. You don't got no real bills. You might got to pay because you got to use some people pay where they lay. Not all of them do, but some of them pay where they lay, you know. But why just you go ahead, party, enjoy yourself. But at the end of the day, don't you want to go home sometime? I just can't understand why a person wouldn't want to have a roof. And you know what? It don't got to be a mansion or a yacht. It don't got to have, well, I got a big house. You know what I'm saying? But it's a struggle. The struggle is real to pay bills. People just want to make sure. I thought it was normal when you become an adult to want to have a roof over your head. And so not just a roof, but some walls, some gas, some light, not just a switch to pull and the shit don't come on. You know what I'm saying? Something to call your motherfucking own at the end of the day. I just wouldn't give it up for shit. I wouldn't give it up to get high. Fuck that, because when a high go down, what you got?
Sleep
what
on somebody's sofa.
Man, half the time, and then get mad when a motherfucker tell them no. You can't sleep on my couch today. You've been funking it up for the last 6 months.
You heard me.
It just gets
I mean, with a drug addict, that's definitely, you know, something. But if you take it to the point where somebody doesn't have, like, a drug problem or something like that, that's basically somebody, I think that's, like, somebody who's scared to fail. They're scared to get out in the real world and do grown people shit. They're scared. Not the fact that they're scared of having things, but the things that they might find hard to,
listen, I'm gonna offend some people because they probably listening to this anyway. But this what they know how I feel. This what they do. I make sure when I reposted it up on Facebook because they ain't on no other social media I have but Facebook. So I'm gonna keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
This what they do: pay the security deposit and the rent for the first month or two, and then expect, I don't know, the money to just drop out the sky into the landlord's pocket. It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I pay real bills. You know, I pay gas, electric, internet, cable. You know, you got to pay.
Oh, shit, water, sewer.
No, listen.
Yeah,
you
got
to pay it. You got to, if you, God bless the child that got its own. And I don't know. My advice to everybody is grown folks, pay some bills. Sometimes you gotta say no to the coke man. Sometimes you gotta say no to the crack man. Sometimes the fucking weed man. Oh, sorry, I dropped my phone. The weed man. Say no to that motherfucker. Do without it, you will survive.
Maybe it's not necessarily you know that kind of addiction. They could be addicted to sex. Maybe they just want the sex. I mean, that's an addiction too.
No, they
people
well, yeah,
they
want
they
the
families,
sex.
They livelihoods over sex.
No, they want to set. That's another thing. See, girl, we can go into this story and be so motherfucking long. Everybody ain't your boyfriend. Everybody ain't your boyfriend.
When you down here, bitches is out here on their grinds and shit. Everybody ain't your boyfriend. A different boyfriend every week just don't work. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, love yourself first before you want to love somebody else. You know what I mean? You can love, you love this one today, you love that one next week, you love this next nigga the following week, and it's guys who do the same motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? And then you tricking. Stop lying and saying you ain't tricking. You out here getting money for niggas that's paying you for some pussy, and then you go and you in love with this other motherfucker this week, and you paying him to be around you. Where they do that shit at and how and why, I don't understand. Love your motherfucking self first. You know what I'm saying? Love your motherfucking self first. Get you a house and get your children correct. Saying
right.
Be a mother to your children, be a father to your children, and get you a goddamn shoebox to live in. Something. You know what I'm saying? Something. And I'm, you know,
even if it's a piece of shit,
shoebox,
it's your piece of
shoebox,
shit.
Saying a shoebox to some motherfuckers mean having that cardboard box sleeping on the outside. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about one that got electricity, gas, and all of that, and running water. You know what I'm saying? Get you a foundation. Running from house to house and place to place is definitely not what the world is about these days. You broke rich ass bitches.
Hey,
bitches.
You
I'm mad
said
at this
hard.
Weekend,
you meant that.
Shit.
You said that
I
from
really,
the core.
Somebody
I
made her mad this week.
Somebody
made her mad this week.
Yes, because you know I stay talking about fucking. I love the fucking. I stay talking about fucking. But broke rich bitches, get it together, goddammit. And don't be getting mad
get
at
it.
Me. Because I'm going to tell you how the fuck it is. You don't need to be around me. If you think I'm going to I would like someone who is a friend to me to tell me their feelings about something. If you think I'm doing something wrong, let me know. Because that means I need to change
right.
it. I'm not 100. I'm not the perfect person. And I'm still learning. At my age, I'm going to learn forever. You know what I'm saying? But don't ask me motherfucking
right.
shit if you don't want to hear it. Because you already know I'm a bitch and I'm going to say what the fuck I feel. I'm going to hurt your feelings. I'm going to hurt you after it's over. I'm going to hug you after it's over. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to help you figure out a way to make it better. But when I'm constantly trying to help you to figure out making it better and you have done nothing to change it, it's for you and me. Because I'm not going to tell you no more. I done told you enough times. The fuck that? The more I tell you, the dumber I get. The more
and
I tell a motherfucker, the dumber I get.
Have spoken. If y'all didn't hear her, I hope y'all heard it, because I see my peoples out there. Ooh, we going to wind it down. Ooh, let me, Jesus. Okay,
well,
she riled up, but hey.
Hey,
we already know you keep it 400, forget 100. Look.
And be pissing
you know what
motherfuckers
it is, y'all.
Off, and guess what? Listen, and I be pissing motherfuckers off, and guess what? I don't give a fuck. Cause I don't be
there, man.
Tell
them how to get at y'all before we get up out of here.
Well, they could get at me at Niecy Honey Dip on everything, social media, every type of way. Niecy Honey Dip XXX at yahoo.com. If you got a booking or something you're trying to get a bitch to come to, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I'm promoting me. You know, and all social media, Facebook, Niecy Honey Dip, Instagram, Niecy Honey Dip, Twitter, Niecy Honey Dip. Okay?
You already know, man. I'm on Facebook. You can holler at me on my Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You could also hit me up on my fan page, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. You can also get me on SoundCloud, Rap Star 412. You can hit me up on Twitter, Rap Star 412. You can hit me up on YouTube, Rap Star 412. You know what it do, man. It is what it is. Word up.
Hey, Rap Star, he gonna take us up out of here. We gonna hit that Rap Star Mona Lisa. We see y'all next week. Same bad time,
woo!
Same bad channel,
Mona
same
Lisa.
Bad station.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block was something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. You're my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style and mama, you a worker. Please you believe me when I take your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style and mama, you a worker. Please you believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make it ass. Blowing curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fast. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress to you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. Mwah, mwah. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with a rose petal, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, I'm mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect.